Suspicious cyber activity detected on the White House computer network. But it appears the White House may not have been the ones to actually detect the breach. According to the Washington Post, it was a tip from an ally that alerted the administration its computer systems had been compromised.
I'm not in a position to talk in any detail about how the nature of this threat was detected.
To assess the threat, cybersecurity teams initiated temporary outages on its computer network to defend the system. As for who was behind the breach, the White House isn't saying.
Our efforts are ongoing, and by publicly revealing what we know, it might affect our ability to learn more.
But U.S. officials with firsthand knowledge tell CNN while they're still investigating the origin of the attack, Russian hackers are considered to be the prime suspects, as they usually are in cases of cyber attacks on the U.S. government and U.S. companies.
We've seen just in the last few months an increase in attacks that seem to be originating from Russia, and I think that is the particular concern today in Washington about the attack on the White House.
And one of the sources I spoke with say, given the complexity of the breach, it wouldn't be surprising if the Russian government was behind the breach, but it's still too early to know anything for sure. And a White House official tells CNN, for security reasons, we are not saying who was responsible, but that is not to say we are not aware. So implying there that they may know who's behind this.
Pamela, I would imagine that they expect this sort of attack on a regular basis.
Right, and as we just heard from the cybersecurity expert, there have been an increasing number of cyber attacks emanating from Russia, from China. Those are the two main actors in this. But, of course, if you think about it, the White House is going to be a hot target. So it's not surprising in that sense. What is surprising is that they were actually able to succeed, and that supposedly, according to the Washington Post, and what we haven't been able to independently confirm, is that an ally is the one to sort of bring it to the White House's attention. Again, still working on confirming that part of it.
That's kind of disturbing, if true. Pamela Brown, thank you so much.